Electric Hour presents Nelson Eddy. It's a pleasant hour for light and power. Brought to you by 167 business managed electric companies. With Robert Armbruster, the orchestra and chorus, our guest, Inez Gorman, soprano, your announcer, Frank Graham. And starring Nelson Eddy.
Back upon the deep of the pilot, here was a little ride. The pilot said to the navigator, once his flight inside. The navigator, he looked around and said to the engineer,
your hands are dirty, your pants are dirty, you're dirty behind the ear.
And the bombardier to the gunner, how will we fix the lead? The pilot said to the radio man, how's the weather ahead? The weather, the flying, the promise of death, and all is easy. You can see victory ahead. Let's build the air with honor. Let's build a
much, and hello, everybody. Sunday afternoon, the Electric Hour, and Nelson Eddy welcoming you with Rogers and Hart's The Bombardier Song.
Say, Nelson, this isn't just Sunday. This is a special Sunday, Father's Day. The day poor old dad is feasted and fated when he becomes king for a day.
Oh, does that happen at your house?
No, I get a pair of socks.
You know, Frank, every Father's Day I find myself thinking about Father William.
That remarkable gentleman of Alice in Wonderland?
Yes, an exceptional father. With a rare talent of being able to out-talk his son. That, I'm told, is an achievement. As usual, the son is asking his father a question. You're old, Father William, the young man said, and your hair has become very white, and yet you incessantly stand on your head. Do you think at your age that is right?
And, of course, Father William has an answer.
In my youth, Father William replied to his son, I feared it might injure the brain. But now that I'm perfectly sure I have none, why, I do it again and again.
That sounds a bit of philosophy as I've ever heard.
You think that satisfied the son?
Oh, no. More questions.
You are old, said the son. One would hardly suppose that your eye was as steady as ever. Yet you balance an eel on the end of your nose. What made you so awfully clever?
I have answered your question. That is enough, said his father. Don't give yourself airs. You think I can listen all day to your stuff? Be off, or I'll kick you downstairs.
Well, that's one aspect of home and father, Nelson. Very deep stuff it is, too.
But I think a more honest expression of the sentiment behind Father's Day is found in my next song.
For fathers who dream of their boyhood, your fathers and mothers, for us all. Nelson Eddy sings the familiar melody arranged by Fritz Kreisler, the old refrain.
Come back to me, my mother. me how to sing. And through that memory my heart will cling. I never said an old well on my way. As long as I can sing the only
talking with a woman who works in the war plant. She made a rather surprising statement.
You know, Frank, factory work has spoiled me.
Oh, well, that's hard work. How can factory work spoil you?
Well, in our plant, we sit down most of the day, press buttons, step on pedals, and throw switches. Electricity does all the hard work for us.
Oh, yes, I get what you mean. Electricity has shifted the heavy work from you to the powerhouse where it belongs.
Exactly. And believe me, Frank, when the war is over and I get back to housekeeping again, I'll know how to use electricity. I'm going to have every electrical appliance I can.
And I know millions of other women are saying the same thing. But it's a fact, ladies, that electricity helps you enjoy life more and stay younger longer, too. Of course, nobody knows how soon after the war you'll be able to have all the electrical appliances you want, but you can be sure of this. When electric washers, cleaners, cookers, food mixers, and all the other time and work-saving appliances are again available, the electricity to operate them will be plentiful, dependable, and cheap, just as it is now. The price of your household electricity has been coming down for a long time, in fact. And if yours is the average household, you're now getting about twice as much electricity for your money as you got 15 years ago. How come, you say? Sound, practical, far-sighted management is responsible. The kind of management represented by the 167 electric power and light companies which bring you this program.
A few minutes ago, I sang a song popularized by Fritz Kreisler. Now, our guest, Inez Gorman, has another Kreisler melody.
Yes, Nelson. You know, Fritz Kreisler is not only one of the world's greatest violinists, but he does quite well as a composer.
And there's a very interesting story behind that, Inez. For years, Kreisler brought out many compositions which he said were lost works of obscure composers who were dead. It wasn't until about 10 years ago that he made it known that they were really his own.
But the song I'd like to sing now is not one Kreisler wrote under another name. He composed this some years ago for a motion picture, Stars in My Eyes.
After a brief encounter with the the Portuguese, Nelson Eddy adds that language to his eight others. And also this charming little song that points out the great leveling power of the samba. But whether they're butcher, a baker, tired businessman, or washerwoman, they all dance the samba.
Lavadeira limpa camisa de roupas, a cozinheira bota só nas suas roupas, e a mulherzinha do padeiro, que imagina que ela faz, que imagina que ela faz, ela faz pão. Fazendeiro planta arroz, feijão e milho, isso é o escrever esse estribilho, mas todo mundo anda junto numa só, ocupação todo sábado, desde a noite até manhã. Meu amor, feira. Lavadeira limpa camisas e roupas, a cozinheira bota só nas suas roupas, e a mulherzinha do padeiro, que imagina que ela faz, que imagina que ela faz pão. Fazendeiro planta arroz, feijão e milho, que tu é o a escrever este trilho, mas todo mundo anda junto numa só, ocupando todo o sábado, esta noite até amanhã. Lavadeira limpa camisas e roupas, a cozinheira bota só nas suas sopas, e a mulherzinha do padeiro, que imagina que ela faz, que imagina que ela faz pão. O fazendeiro planta arroz, feijão e milho, e que tu é o a escrever este estribilho, mas todo mundo anda junto numa só, ocupando todo o topo, desde noite até manhã.
Opera indicate music at its heaviest, written by composers who've never smiled. Well, 150 years ago, a man named Mozart wrote a sparkling duet for his opera Don Giovanni that in frothiness and sophistication can match many a modern piece. It's called La Ci Darem La Mano.
Or freely translated in English, Let's Hold Hands.
Thanks, Inez. You see, Don Giovanni, or Don Juan, as he is sometimes called, is an 18th century wolf. While in the process of running away from two girls, one of whom he's promised to marry, he meets a third.
By the name of Fair Luna.
Well, old Don G is no piker. He'll marry her, too.
If she'll have him.
If she'll have him. But, well, he can try, and he does. Say, thou wilt be mine, love. Breathe but that one word, yes.
But Fair Luna plays hard to get. She needs persuasion. I would, and yet I would not. I feel my heart misgives.
Giovanni pours it on. Come, then, fly with me. Let us go, dearest.
Still she holds out. Yet should thy fondness alter?
Oh, say thou wilt be mine.
I would, and yet I would not.
Oh, let us go, let us go, let us go.
I feel my heart misgives.
Let's go, let's go.
All right, let's go.
Nelson Eddy and Inez Gorman in La Ci Darem La Mano, from Mozart's opera Don Giovanni.
Thank you.
claimed to be down on our whole investment system. He said he worked for a living, didn't sit back and expect his money to work for him. I asked him if he knew that he himself was an investor. Not directly, maybe, but indirectly. Well, he said I was crazy. When I asked him if he had a life insurance policy, he said yes. That was different. And when I asked him if he had a savings bank account, again, he said yes. I explained how both insurance companies and savings banks invest heavily in business, reinvesting his money. I took the electric business as an example because it's proved its soundness and efficiency over a long period, and is probably the most widely owned business in the country. Well, when he realized that he had insurance protection and drew interest on his savings because of our investment system, he had to admit there was something to it after all. I guess he'll never switch on a light or turn on his radio again without thinking how his money, put to work by business management, is responsible for it all. Familiar tune, a gay Dave Rhodes composition, one of the truly fine pieces of modern American music. Robert Andrews and the orchestra take A Holiday for String.
Universal things of all. Songs have inspired men in their fight for freedom. They've marched with men into battle and home again. They've helped the right boy meet the right girl, and they've made a day's work lighter. The world without a song would be a dark and silent place indeed. Vincent Humans had that in mind when he wrote his stirring melody, Without a Song.
Thank you. just a moment.
Among your hosts for the Electric Hour in the New York area are the Staten Island Edison Corporation, Long Island Lighting Company, and New Jersey Power and Light Company. We are three of the 167 business-managed, tax-paying, self-supporting electric companies who join to bring you this friendly music and these talks about the electric business and what business enterprise can do to build an even greater America. And now, back to Nelson Eddy.
Nelson Eddy again. I want to thank Inez Gorman for joining us this afternoon. Next week, Robert Ambruster, the orchestra and chorus, Frank Graham, and I will meet you once again on the Electric Hour. Our guest will be Frances McCann, soprano. Until next Sunday, then, may happiness light your home, and more power to you.
The Electric Hour comes to you from Hollywood, and is transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.